Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from CanStar Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ROX and on the OTC markets under the symbol CSRNF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Rob Brugman. Now, CanStar is focused in Newfoundland. The company holds 100% interest in the Golden Bay and Hermitage projects. These are large claim packages in South Central Newfoundland. The company did have a drill program at the Golden Bay project just last year, and in a news release on February 8th, just released the final results from the Kendall prospect. That was the main focus of the drill program. And also announced the start of the winter drill program, again focused around this Kendall prospect. The headline number said CanStar intersected almost 12 grams per ton gold over 5.7 meters. Rob, give us just more of an intro, a bit of a background on this Kendall prospect for some of the listeners that might not have caught our initial interviews. Background on the Kendall prospect and that 2021 drill program focus there, please.
Sure, Corey. Yeah, thanks for having me on again. So, yeah, this is a very big property package. It follows a major tectonic trend that cuts through central Newfoundland. We're at the south end of that. But as so often happens with these properties, exploration starts at the highway and then radiates out over time. So what we call the Kendall Prospect is the most interesting prospect that we have on the property, and there are many just based on surface work. But in 2019, there was visible gold discovered at surface there. That included a grab sample that assayed over 4,400 grams per ton of gold. So obviously very interesting with that type of a grade. We've been working there now for two field seasons. First drill program on Kendall was last year. We drilled 36 holes that totaled just over 2,600 meters. And these results we just put out were the final holes from that program, as assays in Newfoundland are taking a ridiculously long time to come in right now. But worth the wait. We've got some excellent results. Effectively, what we have at that prospect is we have orogenic style gold mineralization that daylights basically around where we found that very high grade sample. What we're doing now is we're drilling to see what controls that mineralization, which way it's dipping, and then obviously, the big question always in these systems is it open? You just hope that it's not this discrete occurrence, and then it fizzles out on you. But of those 36 holes I mentioned, only four of them did not have meaningful results. That's a pretty high hit rate for a maiden drill program. In terms of grade widths, the first hole in the program so far, ironically, is the best one. That was 9.6 grams per ton over more than 7.5 meters. But in this last batch of holes, you mentioned one hole that's about 50 meters to the northwest. That's a very similar grade intercept. And then as you continue out along that section two, we've got hole 53, which was 12.2 grams per ton gold over 3.9 meters. I guess a couple things worth noting. One is the mineralization is shallow dipping. So that's why we're stepping out, drilling these holes, and they're shallow holes. So, which is in many ways a good thing. So we're only about 30 meters from surface on a lot of these holes. And in some cases only a couple of meters from surface. So that means short holes, which are relatively inexpensive, relatively fast. And that's why you can get a lot of, even though it's a 2,600 meter program, we can get a lot of holes with that and a lot of information. So what the information has told us so far is there's good continuity from hole to hole. We're open along strike in both directions. Then we're also open down dip and down plunge. So open in both directions. And that's why, as you mentioned, we just started a new winter drill program.
So I'll post figure one from that February 8th news release below this interview, and it outlines drill results, where the drill holes were in relation to this general Kendall target. Now, Rob, you mentioned that, well, the second drill program is already up and running here. The plan is 35 drill holes for around 2,000 meters again. what is going to be the main focus? If you do have this potential deposit open in a number of directions, where do you see the best opportunity to continue to grow and continue to hit this high-grade intercepts?
Yeah, so with these systems, as I mentioned, it's an orogenic gold deposit, which means basically when mountains were forming, you had fluid flows, deep-seated fluid flows that impacted this. So these systems can run very deep, and we're literally just scratching the surface with this. So our goal is follow the mineralization as it gets deeper, and just see what the footprint of this is. You know, right now it is open in multiple directions. It does pinch and swell, and the veins are still relatively small, but when we do hit the veins with gold, the tenor of those is very high. And the last set of results kind of highlighted that we had a 9-centimeter section that assayed, I think, over 250 grams per ton. So the goal is make the footprint bigger. You know, we'll follow this along as far as we can, and hopefully it gets much bigger. But the other aspect of it is you're going to hit instances where you get better temperature, pressure conditions, or even a better combination of rocks where, you know, you get one layer that's ductile, one layer that's brittle, and that's more conducive to more quartz veining, better fluid flows. So as we go out, the other objective is, we hope we hit some zones where you've got bigger thickness, you've got higher grade, although these grades are very good already. Yeah, they're going to be areas, hopefully, that they call jewelry boxes, where kind of like newfound gold with the Keats zone. So that's what we're looking for. And in the process, it's just understanding the controls and things like indicator metals on this as well. Because as I mentioned, I mean, we just have a multitude of other surface anomalies on this property as well. They span over about 40 kilometers. And so, you know, as we get into a system that looks good, like Kendall, we'll be able to use some of that information and some of that learning at the other locations to better vector in on what the source of that mineralization may be. But first and foremost, certainly is, we want to see how big the footprint is, which direction this goes in, and hopefully in the process, pull in some spectacular drill results.
Fact of the matter is, hey, Rob, this is still early on exploration, but you guys are hitting some very nice grades, and in some of these holes, widths of close to 10 meters, a little under 10 meters on some of these. So there is definitely something here. It's just about seeing maybe where the higher grade is, where the more attractive areas are. Any insights on this current drill program that just started up, what the budget is and how long you think it will take to complete that 2,000 meter program?
Yeah, the drilling in Newfoundland is reasonably affordable. We've got pretty good access there. It doesn't need helicopter support. So the kind of ballpark number that we use is $200 Canadian per meter for all of our drill costs. So something around 2,000 meters, you'd figure, is about 400,000 Canadian. So not terribly expensive as far as drill programs go. In terms of timing, you know, assuming everything goes fairly smoothly, the productivity here is pretty good. So with the rotation that we're running with the geos and the drillers right now, I'd expect that to take about 6 weeks.
Okay. And then in terms of cash in the bank to satisfy this program, I know the company just raised about $5.3 million at the tail end of December. Where does the company stand cash in the bank wise?
Yeah. So with that flow through money that we raised, we're sitting around $7 million overall. That flow through money will go into the ground, and we make sure that most of our money goes into the ground. Our G&A expenses are quite low, and we aim to keep those low and put the money into the ground, whether it's through prospecting or drilling.
Now, one other news release that I want to quickly touch on here came out January 24th. You guys acquired the Hermitage property. This expanded the claims. It was at the west end of the project. What's the thinking or overall strategy behind the growth of this property?
Yeah, so the thinking there is we want to leverage our relationship with Altius Minerals, where we optioned the original claims from. You know, those guys are very knowledgeable about Newfoundland and have a very good technical team. So stake these other claims to the west of our property. The structural setting and the geological setting is similar to Golden Bay. Now, the last thing we need is necessarily more land to cover, but it was a no-brainer for us because we really think that this whole central Newfoundland belt is just the beginning of a new gold district. And Newfound Gold's obviously got an exciting discovery there. You know, I think other companies, it takes a while, but these other companies and hopefully us are going to make discoveries. And so over time, I think you're going to see this emerge as a major orogenic gold belt. So even though we still have a lot of work to do on this big Golden Bay property that we have already, it makes sense to tack on more land if we can get it. We'll do some work there. But at this stage of the emergence of this gold belt, better to have too much than too little in the way of land and opportunity.
Absolutely. With the interest that has come into Newfoundland and plus the drill results that you're getting early on here at this Golden Bay project, we'll follow up as some more drill results come out and definitely as the current program comes to completion. And yeah, as you said, drill results are taking a while to come out, but I know that Kendall target is the major focus, although there are some other targets that had been drilled 2021 and that you could be drilling this year. So again, we'll follow up on future news. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Rob, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those addressed for you. And as I said, we'll follow up on some more news. Rob, thanks again for your time today. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.